Hi, this is Sophia Shy on ArtistFirst.com. Join me on a special interview as a music artist July 25th, 8 p.m. live to air. Hear my newest single, Won't Stop Your Love, available everywhere right now. Connect with me on all your favorite social networks. This is Sophia Shy, coming live to air only on ArtistFirst.com.
Everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to an Artist First Artist Special. We have with us a very special guest tonight from Detroit. He's a rapper, and he is a founding member of Natus. I hope I'm saying that right. But he was formerly signed with Real Life Productions and before forming his own label, which is known as Toxic Records. And that is Mastermind, and we actually have him on the phone with me right now. Hey, Mastermind, you with me, man?
Yeah.
What up? What's going on? How you been?
Oh, man, I've been good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real good.
I feel you. Hey, so are we talking to you out of Detroit tonight?
No, I'm in the woods in Alabama.
Oh, cool. Okay. What's going on in Alabama?
Man, not a whole lot. Some good weather down here. While Detroit is, like, getting it. I think it was, like, 70 degrees in Detroit. I mean, not 70. Let me stop lying. About 50 degrees in Detroit, which is, like, summer. When it comes to this time of year.
Right.
But right now, I'm just deep off in the woods, getting my mind right and my game right.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
Right.
Right on. So, did I mention that right? Your member, or your group, is it Natus?
It is called Natus, sir.
Natus. All right, Natus. Cool. So, what do you want to tell us about Natus?
Natus, well, it wouldn't be no Mastermind without Natus, first of all.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Eshawn, Mastermind, TNT. You know, 1992, the first record came out, which means this is the 20th year anniversary for Natus, which is, like, crazy. I can't even believe it.
Right.
But Natus, it's like a nation ahead of time and space is what we defined it as. We flipped Satan's name around, you know.
Yeah.
We set off a whole genre of music with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know it would grow to be this big, but it's a beautiful thing these days with all the new artists, you know, doing some wicked shit or hardcore, whatever you want to call it.
Right on.
But, yeah, Natus are the forefathers of that shit.
That's cool. So who are some of the artists that you mentioned that I think you called it horrorcore? Who are some of the artists today that are kind of falling into that genre? You guys said you were pretty much the forefathers, but
right.
who has came after you that you know that right. You've noticed?
Well, yeah. Well, it's a gang of them, but I'm gonna start off and say ICP. They okay. fall in that category. The Insane Clown Posse, and you got Tech N9ne, you got Eshawn. You know, you got local cats like from Detroit, that is, like King Gordy and, you know, Bizarre. And it's crazy these days, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I got my record company, Slaughtercore, and and LSP. Those guys have been really doing their thing for the last 10 years. Bloodshot and Scum out of Colorado. So it's huge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm motivated by these other cats that's doing it. You know what I mean? So it's lovely.
That's cool, man. And you said that the name is actually Satan flipped around. Have you got have you had many people that were kind of giving you a hard time about that? You know, just kind of naming yourself after such an icon. Well, not an icon, but a figure who is so looked down upon. I mean, have you guys gotten a lot of crap from people about that name?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I'm just bullshitting. Hell yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? We got all types of, flack for that. It's
right.
I mean, really, it's in 1992, it was just, we set off a storm, and it's like we had reverends in Detroit trying to, down us and everything and curses or whatever.
Right.
And it was just, we set it off, you know what I mean? But at the same time, we just want to define it, and not just be Satan,
Yeah.
But we just wanted that to represent the dark music that we make,
right.
You know what I mean? And what's fucking darker than that, Satan?
Yeah.
So we flipped it around and, gave it a name, NATAS, Nation Ahead of Time and Space.
That's cool, man. And that's cool that you guys, even after getting so much, shit from people, that you guys were, you're sticking to your guns and just, said, screw it.
Yeah.
This is what it is. If you don't like it, then get out. That's cool.
But that, yeah, you got to do that. And we knew that, even at an early age, we knew that we had to do something that was just going to open some eyes and something that's just going to really express how we was really feeling, because growing up in Detroit, it is not easy and it's not fun,
right?
And so that's why we just chose to set ourselves apart and become the leaders of this wicked shit, and
right.
that's what everybody calls it, the wicked shit. So it's a sort of a modern day blues type of thing, the way you express yourself. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's not for your average mind. That's
right.
What I'm going to say. You know what I mean? It's not for your weak minds.
Okay.
Because trust me, if you got a weak mind, you come and listen to the meat rap, I might just make you do something stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just for a certain crowd that I truly respect, my fans, you know what I mean? Because they get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, long as you get it, man. Hey, I love the fans, man.
That's cool. That's cool. So, you're from Detroit, and Detroit is known as, I guess, socially as a dangerous type of place. It's known for crime and stuff. I mean, is that what it's really like? Tell us what it's like growing up in Detroit. Give us a vision for somebody who's never been there or maybe doesn't know much about Detroit. What was it like growing up in Detroit as a kid?
The big city life, that's just what it is. When you think of New York City, you think of big city. Detroit, the same thing, but it's really a grimy place, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
People got their own, beautiful outlook on life there, you know what I mean? That makes it seem like that's where the term ghetto fabulous comes from, Detroit, seriously, because people got it bad or whatever, the gangs and the drug dealers or whatever, are amongst the people. But at the same time, people, brush it off and live their life to the fullest,
right,
out in Detroit. I mean the fullest, that's the place where everybody want to be a star. Yeah, it's Hollywood, you would think Hollywood when I say that, but Detroit, hey, it's like the home of Motown, and that's really serious because everybody want to be a fucking star.
Right.
So amongst the killing and the dealing and the stealing, people still fucking live their life to the fullest. And so, coming up in Detroit, I had it bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think I revert back to some of those feelings as a child when I write music. And it's not a pretty thing, you know? And so that's why I can totally express myself in a real dark way and make it entertaining, you know what I mean? Because I felt all that as a youngster coming up in Detroit, But as time went on, Detroit, you know, they got the auto plants and everything. You know, it is a sprawling downtown metropolitan area in Detroit, but you know, you go further into the hood, seven, eight mile.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta. It's called survival.
Right.
You know, that's what it's like being in Detroit. You know, learning how to survive.
Well, and I don't know. You probably heard this a lot, but you mentioned 8 Mile in the movie. Is that did you ever see that movie? And did it depict?
Oh, yeah.
Did it depict Detroit and 8 Mile in that area correctly, or did it kind of blow it up and kind of exaggerate it, or did it kind of dumb it down? I mean, how did that movie give people a vision of what it was like?
Was that
an accurate depiction of the 8 Mile area?
You know, that was a movie about, you know, a rapper, you know what I mean? So I would say it was kind of dumbed down as far as the real streets of Detroit goes,
right.
You know what I mean? But not to say it was a bad movie, but it's like that was from a rapper's point of view, and I believe they hit it on the head, you know what I mean? As far as like, because they concentrated on one sector of music in Detroit. I mean, it's all types of rap music out of Detroit.
Right.
And that 8 Mile, that was more or less like the so-called more hip-hop freestyle type of rap or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But it's all types of, you know, gangster music and wicked music in Detroit. But that's what 8 Mile was about. It was more or less about, it was coming from a certain rapper's perspective.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they hit it on the head when it comes to that, because that is a certain scene in Detroit.
That's cool. Are you an Eminem fan yourself?
What's that?
Are you an Eminem fan yourself?
Yes, I am. You know, I'm a fan of all these people. You know what I mean? Anybody who rep in Detroit, you know, like that, hey, I'm a fan. You
That's
know what
cool.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Hey, so let's go ahead and play one of your songs here. I have Intoxication, Hell Again, Step Right Up, Horror Story, and Grave Dance. Which one of these would you like to play first?
Nice. Horror Story. Let's get it cracking.
All right, cool. What do you want to tell us about this song before we go ahead and play it?
Horror Story is just telling my story, not word for word, though. You know what I mean? It's just real Halloweenish type of way to express myself. Horror Story. Everybody got one.
All right, cool. Let's do it. This is a Horror Story by Mastermind, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Get it.
Think I better pop a pill or something. Too real for front. Too sick not to be medicated. The strap got a mind of its own automated. Too devilish to get blessed. Out of body experience, I figured in my flesh. Out the lab with a new test. Potent as ever, mister, make a motherfucking mess. Every mad scientist need a guinea pig. Didn't think they would follow my religion, but many did. Since y'all congregated, I feel obligated. God created, just deal with me, keep it real with me. Why you acting friendly? I'm feeling shitty. I hate to bust your positive bubble. I'm here to bring the house down, perish in the rubble. My life, your life, who's better? We all in this hell together. So just tell me a horror story. 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 While we all get a little higher, gather around the fire and let me tell you. Everybody got a story, mine kinda gory. Like God ain't had a time for me. Learn the laws of the land firsthand. Troubled as a youth, worse off as a grown man. This life a horror flick. I'm the slasher, acid rapper, blood and gore shit. I laugh at death like a morbid. A nigga ahead of time, space out of orbit. The devil's apprentice is my sentence. Spitting wicked against our resistance. It's time to put him through torture.
baptize them in the toxic water. Make them reflect on what I did and what I'm doing. Done enough damage in this game to leave it in ruins. So if you waiting on the flip-flop, bitch, stop. My mind is a bomb, can't you hear the tick-tock? My life, your life, who's better? We all in this hell together. So just tell me a horror story. 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 While we all get a little higher, gather around the fire, and let me tell you a horror story. 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 They say hell is right here, we living it. They say the end of the world coming any minute. Devil out the window, death round the corner. Another hard day's work for the coroner. True story, no more room in the morgue. Detroit, where gangsters never get bored. The home of hardcore, a demon. Don't just spit it, we get it how we live it. I am among the illest. By now I'm too numb to feel it. Whoever want it, come get it, it's wicked. Try not to grab the gun and go dumb with it. My mind says stop and go. I stir the pot slow, then I do the impossible. You think you got it bad, I can't take much more. Time's up, then I blow. Suicidal fucker, oh. My life, your life, who's better? We all in this hell together. So just tell me a horror story. 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 While we all get a little higher, gather around the fire, and let me tell you a horror story. Tell you a horror story. Tell you a horror story. Tell you a horror story.
You just heard Horror Story by Mastermind on the Artist First World Radio Network. And if you have any questions for Mastermind, please don't hesitate to send them to dj@artistfirst.com. Email those questions to us, and I will do my best to get those read to our guest. Hey, you still with me, man?
Yes, sir.
All
right,
cool.
Sir, I'm right here. Cool. I like that. I like that.
Hey.
That was produced by Air Jensen. And that song was off my 2010 album, Last Temptation of Christ.
Right, and I actually have, you have quite a few albums out, actually. What was it, like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? You have at least like 9 albums out, 8 albums?
Right, something like that.
Yeah, so how have these, starting with, okay, so is this The Mindsy?
The Mind's Eye.
The Mind's Eye?
Everybody
yeah.
Everybody got a mind's eye, you know what I'm saying.
So how have your albums differed throughout the years? I mean, because you have a lot of albums, and it spans over a length of 12 years here. And that's just your solo stuff, right? You've also done stuff with Not Us beforehand. But just talking about your solo stuff, how has the music evolved from The Mind's Eye to Masterpiece?
Wow. Well, my first album was called Liquid Draino, which was released in 95. That was an EP. And a few years later, 2000, The Mind's Eye came out. But, you know, all the albums, you know, they don't sound the same.
Uh-huh.
But I would say that I did one called Street Value in 2004 that kind of stepped out of the box of what I do. It was more gangster shit than, you know, the dark music or whatever. But these days, I try to keep it consistent with some more wicked killer shit. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. You know what I mean? I've made a conscious effort in these last 2 or 3 years to stay on one track and just go fast as I can, you know what I'm saying? And it's been working out for me, you know what I mean, creatively,
right?
Because I'm just digging deeper and deeper, you know, coming up with the best music of my life.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
So I'm sorry, do you have something else to say?
No, go ahead.
When you're writing your songs, I mean, where do you pull your lyrics from? I mean, is it always kind of the same thing just about your life, or is it just kind of what's going on in your life at the moment? Or, I mean, where do you usually find yourself, you know, drawing influence for lyrics to put into words? Do you have like a songwriting process?
I wouldn't call it a process. You know, it's a real gift. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, words just, you know, come to me. But when I to dig deep, I think of the childhood. You know what I mean? I think of, you know, when I was fucking 8 years old to 18. You know what I'm saying? Just the craziest times of my life, you know. And when I say I don't give a fuck on a record, I'm serious about it. You know what I mean? Because I think I deserve to express my fucking self like this. You know what I mean? And because after all, it's only music. You know what I mean? You know, don't get it twisted. But, you know, I just draw on, you know, the old school shit I used to listen to, like N.W.A. and Eric B. and Rakim and shit. I get motivation from the old Nottis albums and the old albums I do. So, you know, that's how it is with me, man. It's not really a process. It's just what I do. You know what I mean? And I just try to pick the best fucking beats to rap to and something that's going to move not only me, but, you know, my day one fans.
Yeah. And, well, who are some of the people that you think you draw influence from? I mean, you sound like a pretty cultured guy when it comes to rap and hip hop. And I mean, and it also sounds like you have respect and appreciation for all the rappers. But I mean, are there a few or a handful of people that you you look up to, or you know, you draw most influence from as far as rappers in the past?
Right. Yeah, I think it would be just a handful, you know, but I just look at the whole hip-hop world, you know what I mean? Just everything from the first shit, from Run DMC to, you know, Jay-Z, you know what I mean? To just, I think of the whole shit, but, you know, when I get inspiration, you know, I'm a big fan of Eshawn, you know what I mean, by the way, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, just like, I learned everything from Eshawn. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, conceptually coming up with a song and picking the right beat and just, you know, just digging deep. You know, I learned a lot of that from Eshawn. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I can say he is definitely one of my, one of my motivators, and you know, I listen to Tech N9ne, and that dude is ridiculous. You know what I mean? He would inspire anybody,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I keep my ear open. You know what I mean? But I don't listen to a lot lately because I've been really having tunnel vision.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Going full speed ahead with this mastermind shit that, you know, I'm trying to build a catalog, you know what I mean? But besides that, yeah, it's just a couple people that, you know, really inspire me on a day-to-day songwriting basis like that, you know?
Yeah, no, that's cool. Hey, let's go ahead and play another song. Is that cool with you?
Let's do that.
All right. Well, we got Hell Again, we got Step Right Up, Grave Dance, and Intoxication. I'll let you pick.
Let's do Grave Dance. Let's set it off.
All right.
That's the new single from the new album, Masterpiece.
All right, right on. What do you want to tell us about this song before we play it?
Oh, man. I got this beat that I just thought was just dope as fuck, and all I can picture was a grimy club packed to capacity.
Yeah.
And it sent me over the edge, and I said some crazy shit like dancing on a grave. So.
Right.
Let's hit them with that, man.
All right, cool. Well, this song is called Grave Dance by Mastermind, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
This is my body. This is my blood. Happier they come to my side.
Taking up space. Who the fuck over? I'm gone. Losing my cup. Never sober. Wait. Of the world on my shoulder like a boulder in his bitch. Back to corrupt and corrosion. Devil's reaching, ain't that a bitch?
about to eat like I'm greedy. Give me a piece of this and a piece of that. Know I go so hard, flipping they whole car. Strike them down with a thunderbolt from the guard. No moment of silence, no stopping the violence. You gon' know I don't give a fuck. You gon' feel my defiance. You know I got some wicked shit to say to you. If it's okay with you, cop a masterpiece and let it play through.
You just heard Grave Dance by Mastermind on the Artist First World Radio Network. Hey, Mastermind, before we went to this song, we talked a little bit about your influences and people who have rapped in the past. But how do you feel about today's rap, the stuff that is popular today, like the Drakes, the Lil Waynes, all those kind of guys, and also the kind of cult groups, kind of like Odd Future, Chip the Ripper. I don't know if you're familiar with him. How do you feel about those kind of guys? Modern popular music rap today.
How do I feel about it? Shit,
yeah.
I feel like the next motherfucker who like Lil Wayne or Drake. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's rap music.
Right.
You know, I don't take myself outside of it and say, well, you know, I like this certain music or that certain music. No, it's all good music to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't discriminate on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Nobody.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? So that's like, it's all good for rap music. You know, it's a hell of a business. You know, $1 billion business. Let's get it cracking. You know what I mean? I want my cut.
Right.
See, that's what's up.
So okay, so if you had the opportunity to collaborate with any artist, alive, who would you pick to collaborate with? Who would you like to do a song with?
Shit. Alive. Being that, you know, I've collabed with E a million times, I would like to collab with Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a real hard worker. You know what I mean? He's a real creative dude. You know, I like to get it in with him. And, shit, I'm waiting on King Gordy to do something with me. He's another hardcore artist from Detroit. You know, but it's not too many on the wish list, I can honestly say. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not too many.
So, I like to ask the rappers that I interview. I mentioned before Odd Future, just because these guys, I think, are something new. How do you feel about these group of guys, like Tyler the Creator, Frank Ocean, Haji Beats, all these guys? Are you familiar with these guys?
Barely.
Yeah.
You know, vaguely.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I've not done my homework on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I know the name, you know what I mean? And I kind of know the style, you know, of what they're doing, you know. Is this some skateboard shit?
Yeah, I think there are some skaters.
Right, it's all good, you know. It's, hey, when I see, you know, groups like that, you know, I mean, I know that they trying to just carve their way into this fucking game.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's, you cannot discriminate on that as a fucking musician and as a fan.
Uh-huh.
You can't do it, you know what I mean? You got to be open to all this shit and kind of just know that, you know, hey, that person's not like that person.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you got to take everybody for what they worth.
Right.
Every individual artist for what they worth.
And even within our, you know, within our 40 minutes of talking, that's something that I found about you that I respect about you. You know, people are just trying to do their thing, and you let them do their thing instead of, you know, being a downer, you know, hating on people because they're different. And that's just something I noticed that I respect about you, is that you're just letting people do their thing, and you're respectful of music, and that's what's cool.
That's what it is. I am a true musician and performer, you know, and I know that, you know, hating just takes away from your own possibilities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just as far as you being creative in the studio or creative on the stage, it's like if you move full speed ahead, you ain't got time to hate or
right.
even have such, you know, strong opinions about one certain rapper or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like keep it all mutual, and like I say, as a fan, keep everything mutual, and you'll enjoy the shit much more. Everybody, that is. You'll enjoy everybody's shit a little bit much more. You're probably not gonna like every song on their fucking album, but you're gonna like some or whatever. You
yeah.
know, just keep an open mind as a fan, and as a musician, don't let that fucking shit hold up your creativity. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Let's go ahead and since we're getting close to the top of the hour and we're not there yet, but let's go ahead and play another song so people can check you out.
And you know that Grave Dance, that was actually the remix.
Oh, okay.
The Shroom mix, we call it. You got to be on another level to really enjoy that one. But yeah, that was remixed by Dre 40 Ounce, one of my producers.
Oh, cool. All right. I was feeling it either way.
Nice. All right. Let's get it then.
So we got Intoxication left. We got Hell Again. And we got Step Right Up. What are you feeling?
Let's do Intoxication off my last album.
All right. Cool. What do you want to tell us about this song?
Well, that's just, you know, that's the title track produced by Air Jensen once again. And it's everybody gets intoxicated. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And everybody has their own type of intoxication, so let's just run it. Let's get it.
All right, let's do it. This is Intoxication by Mastermind, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
That's right. I'm sorry. Dope right now. Dope. Yeah. I'm on a hell of a trip. My mind gone like the devil and planted a chip. I hear a bleat and spit it wicked off the tip. I ain't with that soft shit, you grind me for that false shit. I'm fucked up right now. Will I make it through this hell? If so, I'm like, how? I need a tour guide, it's a wonder I'm alive. A danger to myself, hallucinating suicide. Thought I felt myself falling straight to hell, thought I heard Satan calling, yelling my name in vain.
Or maybe I'm just high as an airplane. Feel like I'm closer to the flame. Numb like a nose full of cocaine. Watch how I pull through the pain. Using only one side of my brain. Intoxication. Therapy for me to rock the nation. I need it for the pain I'm facing. You don't know shit about my situation. Intoxication. Got me thinking outside the box, escaping. The ultimate high, I'm still chasing. No rehabilitation. I'm a issue fucked up, yes I am. Only question is how many milligrams will it take to get you out your mind? Got that good shit, ain't trying to waste your time. Dealing with the killer. Every hood heard of this nigga. Word of mouth, they don't doubt what I'm about. Turn them out, burn them out, lock them in the crack house. Kidnap your soul, can't get back control. That's how the devil's contract goes. You sign your name, hit that line that came. The way your brain operates will never be the same. Get ready for a change. Elevate your mind, let the wicked shit bang. When the boom hits, you consume with the music. Blaze to it and become addicted to some new shit. Intoxication. Therapy for me to rock the nation. I need it for the pain I'm facing. You don't know shit about my situation. Intoxication. Got me thinking outside the box, escaping. The ultimate high, I'm still chasing. No rehabilitation. You already know what I need. Kush, blow, medical weed. I'm trying to be high as I can get. The sky diving to the fire pit. Motherfucker, I'm gone. On the other side of my comfort zone. You don't know shit about my situation. We all need a little intoxication. Everything is a blur the way the time passes. Life coming at me like I'm wearing 3D glasses. Right in my face. But tonight I'm escaping it. Fuck it, bout to get white boy wasted it. When you roll it up, got a bowl loaded up. Think you know what I'm going through. You don't know enough. Come inside my cypher, I'll tell you it's real. You feeling unfulfilled. Do what it takes to get your thrill. Intoxication. Therapy for me to rock the nation. I need it for the pain I'm facing. You don't know shit about my situation. Intoxication. Got me thinking outside the box, escaping. The ultimate high, I'm still chasing. No rehabilitation.
You just heard Intoxication by Mastermind on the Artist First World Radio Network. I'm your host, Corey King, and thanks everybody for tuning in. And I want to remind you that if you have any questions for Mastermind, the guest, please go ahead and email those to dj@artistfirst.com, and I'll do my best to get those read. Hey, Mastermind, you still with me, man?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, cool.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so you mentioned earlier that you have a label, and it's Toxic, or what's the name of it?
Toxic Records.
Yes, Toxic Records.
Yes, sir.
What can you tell us about the record label, and who's on it?
Just me.
Just you? Okay, cool.
Just a way for me to see all the money.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I'm saying? I deserve it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a little something that I did for publishing purposes or whatever. You know, but currently I'm signed with Slaughtercore Entertainment and the Lyrical Snuff Productions.
That's cool. And in the future, are you planning to grow Toxic Records and add other artists, or is it just going to kind of be a...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's exactly what it should be. That's what should happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm keeping my ears open, you know what I mean? I want to hear the next... You know, Mastermind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
For real.
That's cool.
What's up with that Toxic shit?
Hey, I'm checking out some of your merch, and I like the shirt you got up there. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, with the
skull.
The skull.
Yeah, that's cool.
With the gas mask.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's my whole motivation right there.
Right on.
You know. I got that idea, you know, from the Toxic Avenger album, which has got a gas mask on it, on the front of it. And, you know, it's just another way for me to say acid rap, because that's what we called it, you know, back in the 90s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We called it acid rap, and everybody, you know, came in and, you know, labeled it what they felt, you know what I mean? And it's all the same. So that's just another way for me to say acid, you know, toxic, you know.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Hey, so we're getting close to the top of the hour, which means we've got to wrap things up. But we're going to end the show with both of your songs, Step Right Up and Hell Again.
Nice.
But before we do wrap things up, I want to give you a chance to promote your websites and just somewhere where people can get your music. And anything else you want to do, just go ahead and do that now.
Yeah, you can definitely get at me at toxic.com, you know, if you want to know what's good with Mastermind. You know, join the forums, toxic.com, come holler at me. I will holler back, post something every now and then. Get at me on Facebook and Twitter. You already know that. Slaughtercore Entertainment, you can get at me there. Check all them sites. And get at me on iTunes, most definitely. You'll see the albums up there, Last Temptation, Chemical Spill, Intoxication. It's all there. iTunes, get at me. And definitely, definitely watch out for the new Mastermind Masterpiece album, Slaughtercore LSP. It's going to be huge, man. I believe it may get pushed back to get it distributed internationally, you know, but it'll be more to come on that. That's me just saying. But the Masterpiece, it's going to be huge. My best shit ever.
Cool, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hey, Mastermind, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you're a busy dude. And
Thank you.
No problem at all. Hey, anytime you want to come back, just hit us up, and I'll be more than happy to get you a show. So thanks for taking time out of your day and hanging out with us.
I will be hitting you up, and thanks for having me. The wicked shit will never die. Thank you, sir.
Right on. All right, well, we're going to finish the show with two songs from Mastermind, Step Right Up and then Hell Again. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and enjoy these songs. Have a nice night.
Later.
Shit ain't all good, it's grimy. Mastermind, he a paranormal nigga. Ghost hunter, come find me in the streets of Detroit, where I'm more than just a b-boy. Hey, I'm the demon, the deacon trying to destroy the force they trying to fight against. Yes, I am convinced. Getting away with murder, no evidence, no fingerprints. The meanest is the devil himself. I hold the belt. All they can do now is just pray and hope for help. Toxic, motherfucker, poisonous, hellraiser. I'm the noisiest out here, making suicidal choices. Never die, but I will. Going out, letting them know what's real. Light a blunt or a bowl, let the truth unfold and be revealed. I got nothing to lie about, put the bullshit on timeout. Swear to God, I'm about to lose it. Suicidalist, I'm out. Nothing lasts forever, kiss my ass forever. Vacation to the other side, cause I hate the bad weather. Step right up, what can I do you for? Oh, it's fuck me, then fuck you. The feeling's mutual. They hate I'm ahead of time and space, and they moving slow. I love it, didn't know death could be so beautiful. Step right up, what can I do you for? Oh, it's fuck me, then fuck you. The feeling's mutual. They hate I'm ahead of time and space, and they moving. Didn't know death could be so beautiful. I do what the fuck I wanna do. Everything I plan to do. Keep adding shit to the manual till they lock me in a goddamn zoo. Breaking out the box, how you gonna tame a wild animal? I know you scared of what you don't know, and that's understandable. I'm here to put you up to speed. These motherfuckers need to know how not to bleed. Survive a homicide, tough guy, hide your pride. Do not try to be something you're not and die. Good night, Betty, bye. I murder ride, don't let me drive. Slow when I ride by. 3-8, hit him with a high five. Target practice, start some shit and I smash it. I don't believe in you like I don't believe in magic. Let him have it. I'm sick, skip the therapy and straight to medication. My mind racing, Satan chasing me to my destination. I'm just making it clear, just so you know. I'm killing shit. It's over for them. See y'all at the funeral. Step right up, what can I do you for? Oh, it's fuck me, then fuck you. The feeling's mutual. They hate I'm ahead of time and space, and they moving slow. I love it, didn't know death could be so beautiful. Step right.
Kicked in the dough on my intro. Lead this bitch burnt to the ground. When I end the show, headliner with death on the timer. Take this shit more serious than the rest of these rhymers. Respect the power, the money. Expect niggas and bitches to come at you funny. I know the hate coming, ain't gotta ask a bit. Wish I was on my deathbed, on my last leg, but I'm not, motherfucker. I'm a rock, I'm on top. A air sloppy murder plot. James Bond put a stop to all the games and the cons. Secret agent shit, my brain is a bomb. Stay back, I might react. Self-destruct, oh, and blow your ass off the map. I don't need a reason to show you I'm a demon. I ain't even asking God for forgiveness when I see you. Everybody sacrificial. Need this money more than love. Ain't in the mood to bullshit you. Iconic mastermind trying to get to the pinnacle. Anything less than everything despicable. Probably think I'm a sick individual. Been ahead of time before this shit went digital. Toxic, full of revenge, man. I said, fuck it, let the devil pull me in. Broke all 10 commandments, did all 7 sins. Bout to blow like a bomb strapped to me. Ain't no telling when.
Warren, don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.